Pussy.
Hello, this is Chris 200, and you're listening to Audio On Demand. $500 of GM product strapped to my ass, where a sweaty butt crack is always welcome. Chris 200, and welcome to Audio On Demand. Today is Sunday, August 7th, 2005, and I'm getting a lot of noise through something. I wonder what it is. I wonder if it's this thing here. I'm going to unplug this. I got a little flippet of something. Yeah, I was getting quite a bit of noise from my mixer over there, so turn that off. Holy mackerel. $18,615 for a 2003 Honda CR-V. Don't think we're going to be getting that one, boys. Kind of expensive. Let's see, what am I doing here today? I think it's E. Is it E? What I'm doing is, hey, there we go. See if this works.
What is up, my nigger? What is up, my nigger?
I'm gonna have to send that one off to someone. What I'm doing right now is I am putting together. Putting together my list of podcasts for next week, and right now what I'm doing, what the hell is going on here? Cancel, yes, no, let's try this again, E, send, let's open this up first. A little bit of Zoolander tonight. It's on TBS or something like that. And send that off. It's okay. Got my email sent. Copy my documents. Go to C colon. And grab V. Voice. Let's see. Oh my, let's see what this is. Crapola. Sounds like some of the activities we did this weekend. We went to the fair. And Jake didn't want to walk or something, so let's see what's going on here. Wasn't very happy.
Walk.
There we go. Now we have it. Let's see. Where's the microphone at?
You're going that up? What is that?
Hello.
Hello. I don't know if he would like that. Go down here, Mama. I don't think he's interested in rides today. We're gonna go look for tractors. You know, watch this. Mechanical bull. Watch the guy ride on a bull. Okay? Here he goes. Here you go. I'm gonna throw him off. Watch. Okay, you don't need to do that. Okay? That's that Twine Dining from Bellevue. You want to walk, Bubba?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you can walk?
Yeah,
what's that?
Ooh.
Tractor?
No.
They got barbecue here, too. Okay. Walk like a big boy.
You know that money that you were going to give me?
Yeah. Why did you think it was sitting in the car? Something smells good. Euro.
You know what?
I'm
going to ask
boyfriend
to go to something like
that.
Oh, okay, I'll come
up.
He had
me.
Yeah, we went to
five Twinkies, honey.
Look what they got over there, Mama.
Should we go check out those cows? Should we look at the tractors? Huh? The pony rides over here. Oh, petting. I thought it was a pony ride. Go see them. We have to go look at the train stuff over there, too. Look at some new building over there. Look at those guys. They got a ride, don't they? Jacob? A pony. Look just over here. Look at this guy.
looks like a goat.
Uh-huh.
Wait, that's a genie.
This guy. Oh, oh, look at that beady goat. These guys. He wants something to eat. Oh, feel his wool, honey. There's food right there they're trying to get.
Get this little guy. There you go. Good job, Brad. Look at him. What do you think of him, Jake?
He's feeding a goat. That's a sheep, isn't it? These are nice sheep. Look at these guys. Look at these guys. These are goats. What's this, Jake? Is that goose?
Can Mama take a picture by him?
Okay. He's like a petted. Oh, he doesn't want it.
Can Mama take a picture?
Stand here with Dad, right here, by the goosey. He might get bit in a bummer by a goose. Right there. Look at Mom. There you go. He can't reach you from there. Look at this guy. Can you pet him? Hi, Mr. Goat. That one's going to get you in the bummer. It's going to get you in the bummer. Look at this one. This is a baby goat. It's a baby goat. See the camel back there? Look how they... Jake, that's a llama.
Llama.
He doesn't look too happy, does he? He doesn't look too happy. These guys need to... It's a llama. Oh, what's this? Can you see? Oh! Bunnies. Just don't pick up the rabbit. See the bunnies? Look at this one, Jake. It's a llama. It's a llama. Look at, there's a baby llama. Oh, look at this guy. He's got horns coming out every which way, doesn't he? Jacob, was that neat or what?
Here, let me.
You can wash right here, Mama. I'm not sure how this works. Boy, that goat's got some big horns.
Yeah, why is it? Oh, that's your
hand. This is Jacob. I bet you this stuff would keep the bugs away. Throw it in a trash can. Alright. Go look at the cows. Did you see any gooseys and duckies in there? Should we go in there, Mama? That's kind of what I was thinking. See him? Ow. James, are you in a hurry? You go see some cows. Honey, do you need a barbecue turkey leg? Me either. Where are we going? Look in here.
Let's go see if we can find him, okay? Oh, these are so pretty. Oh, look at these. Look at these. Look at these, ma'am.
He's got his jacket on. You see him? He's got a purple jacket.
He touched the...
Oh, geez, mama. I didn't realize people raise so many sheep. Did you? Look at those guys are wearing coats. See them? Wearing coats. You can let this thing down. It's alright. It's alright. Look at those are zebra sheep. See them? They're wearing shirts. See him wearing shirts? See, they're wearing clothes just like you. Look at that respond like Taylor Matzik does. See that?
What's
wrong with
this one's butt?
He's
laying down in the glass.
He's got gas.
That's a hemorrhoid.
Something. What?
Bulls that are trying to...
Probably.
Are they roping?
I don't know what they're doing. They're probably bull riding. You want to get a ticket? Sure. Jake might like it.
I got
that, Jake? What's this? This is what we had, one like this. See him? He's a wild rabbit. And then we had one like this, too. Just like this. Gotta be careful, they'll bite you. Bunnies, look at these. I like these bunnies that have their ears that go down. Looks like Haley, doesn't it? That's behind you. He's having a ball, isn't he? Jacob, look at this one. Look at this one. Deep, 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 deep. Hey, you look funny. You look funny. You look funny, bunny nose.
Don't put it in your mouth, Jake.
You're a funny bunny. You gonna pet him, Jake? Gonna pet his nose? Here, look at this! Jake! There's a bunny tail right there! There's a bunny nose! Oh, he's so soft! You're so soft! Oh, look at that one! And honey, we used to put straw, and they would stay out all winter. They'd be fine. We had a hutch. They go in the building or come out just like this. This is big. Like four of these together. Come out, go in. Sometimes we take them out and play with them, but then they take off running and then we have to try and catch them. Look at this one, Jake. Look at this one. Those are roosters, aren't they?
Are you a rooster? Is that a duck?
Boy, look at this guy's tail. Isn't he pretty? Jacob, what did you see in there?
Hey, I gotta ask you a question. Is this as bad as you thought it would be? You like the bunnies and the chickens and the duckies? Huh? Hey, should we go find some more? Huh? Should we go find some more?
Okay. He said, yeah, let's go find some more. Should we go look at cows? Did we bring him here that one time in a stroller? We did? Yeah, I don't think we went last year.
Do you think it was when he was only 6 months old?
Yeah. You want to play bingo? I think they're doing mutton busting. You want to go on the exhibit? Honey, what if I went up there and said, can I get one fried? That'd be gross, wouldn't it? I think people are just walking in there. I'm gonna look up here, Mama. See what they're doing.
Last thing.
go take care of some things. I had to put the boy to bed there. Somehow I recorded a half hour worth of stuff. Here we're walking up towards the beer garden area. So. Vocal one is. It's loading.
Grab a new notebook too. We got it.
I got 2 hours worth of stuff here.
Going forward, I do have.
Yeah, this sounds like a meeting I had at work. Close. Open. Winamp, there we go. There we go. Got a little better control over it here.
Look at this.
Are you playing copycat? You're playing a game?
Yeah.
Well, here we're playing with some claves. Let's see how this sounds. I'm back to moving some things over. Hello, 1, 2, 1, 2. Check, check. I'm not sure if it's picking things up. Let's pause this. Okay, now we're back. Sorry if I just blew your ears out there, but sounds like I got some pretty good audio there from... Let's delete those suckers. From my little thing that I... Throw Catholic Insider over onto the Rocket Fuel Drive. Throw a Coverville over there. A new episode, 500 by midnight. That's great stuff. Hopefully some more stuff from the strip there in Vegas. Hey, there's an audio on demand. Hey, that's me. Overnightscape. If anybody knows how to, directory or folder. 8-5. It's Friday. I don't think I have that one. Dignation. There we go. Yeah, I should order these by date modified. There we go. Downloaded a bunch of mashups today, so maybe I'll throw some of those on there. See what this one sounds like.
Yeah. You know what? I like the way you work it.
Blackstreet, Fatboy Slim versus Backstreet. Switched on, man, they always have a huge file, 40 megs, Fist Radio's got a good one, Gabberjaw, we're not going to get that one, that's Catholic Insider, Star Wars Chronicle, MAACP. Listen to that one. Those guys had me cracking up all day. Audio on demand. Coverville. Nice shape. And, distorted view. That's another favorite. We'll send that one over. Well, now my luck is going to be dealing with some crap that didn't come over. Crazy. It's 11:10 here. Whip. Catholic Insider still rolling. You know, I have a partition that I keep all this stuff on. It's like a 20 gig partition, and I wonder how much of that 20 gigs I have in podcasts. I tried some Skype out today, and I got a hold of some guy over in Connecticut. Great. Seeing my drive. Puked on me. Oh, I really wish I had a better card. I have the old USB technology. And it's it's not very fast for transferring a lot of data. Takes some time. So basically everything I tried to download to it, fucked up. I noticed with podcasts is if they're not like hot off the press, you really don't want to listen to them. I don't know why, but that's just what happens. Good, close Skype off. Today I was just beat tired this morning. I ended up having to take a nap again about 10 or 11 this morning, and then got up like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Just absolutely wiped out.
Broadcasting from no place in particular.
Now, MashupTownRadio.com.
Anybody knows how to get the Kami cat.
Tonight on episode 117, the music of Jimmy Destri, Clem Burke, Nigel Harrison, Frank Infante, Chris Stein, Gary Valentine, and of course, Debbie Harry. It's the music of Blondie, a group that was formed 31 years ago this month in New York. All coming up right now on Coverville.
Debbie Harry's.
Just getting
tougher, cover me. Let's see if we can show that a Skype address.
Well, I'm looking for the hula. Come on in and
AudioDotCom.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night, August 4th, 2005.
Hey, Brian.
My sponsor of Coverville is Tower Records. Just, what can I say? They are truly...
Okay. I listened to this stuff earlier today. It wasn't that great. Okay. Are you a geek? Skepticality. Interview with Trucker Tom. Blah, blah, blah. Dave's Lounge. The Big Show. Barefoot Radio. Dawn and Drew. Scary. The Daily Download with Chris Rockwell. Adam Curry. Nate and Die. I really like the Nate and Die Show. Bit Jobs. 5 Minutes with Wichita. Beat me doop doo. Switched on. Oh, you know how I did it before? The TwistedPickle.com. I wonder if Corby was there at the same time I was. I wonder if he was there. He was supposed to be at the Sarpy County Fair, too. Switched on. There we go. Skype there. Maybe it was MAACP. Why did I do that? Because you're a dumbass, Chris. That's why you're a dumbass. And of course, my freaking drive shit on me again. I'm gonna like defrag it or some shit like that. God damn it. Talk about pissing me off. You know, some days that thing just works really well, and then other days it doesn't. Let's see here. Accessories. System tools. Disk defragmenter. Tries to have more hard drives on here. Deck fragment. Fragment. Let's see what I got in here. Here you go. Here's one for you. I know what I really want to listen to. Let's see if I can find it.
By Cox High Speed Internet and Digital Telephone, the Pat Burns pregame show taped earlier in the week. Had a chance to talk with Pat Burns, and I asked him if it was gratifying last week to get a win over his in-state rival Kearney.
Yes, it is, and I think, you know, if you watch the early stages of that game, and defensively, I think we set the tempo with a couple very physical hits, good tackles. I think that set the tempo that we were going to do everything we could to stop the run, and then that kind of forced them into several throwing situations, and when that happens, I think defensively you can do a little different things with pressures and stunts up front and get people in the quarterback's face. And as we went along throughout the course of the game, I think we forced them to make some mistakes, and you know, obviously we benefit out of that, scoring two touchdowns on defense. And you know, offensively we go out and on the third play of the game we throw a ball downfield, score a touchdown, scored on this, I think, the third drive of the game, so we're up 14-0.
I'm so fucking horny.
You're listening. listening to the Anti-Radio Network at
Goose!
Hello, this is Chris 200, and you're listening to Audio On Demand. $500 of GM product strapped to my ass.
This morning, and thought I would give you an update. Today's Thursday, the 4th of August, 2005. Excuse me there. I am in gas conservation mode this morning, so I'm going at about 69 miles an hour instead of the traditional 75 or plus.
I didn't want to start worse.
Actually, my gas mileage the last few days has looked pretty good, so this is day number 3 on this tank of gas, and I'm going to try and stretch it to 4, which I usually can do if I go a little bit slower. So just wanted to update you on some casts that I've been listening to, switched on the Twisted Pickle. I've been doing some thinking, and I think I'm going to do this. I think I'm in the market for an eye ripper. The problem is I'm tapped out.
I'm broke.
And if you enjoy this cast and would like to listen to it in a little bit better quality, I think I'm going to add either a PayPal or Amazon button.
I went with PayPal.
So you can throw some pocket change in there and see if we can get an iRiver for myself or some sort of audio device.
It's not me. I love this guy's music in the beginning. I don't know if he does it himself or what, but it's pretty fun stuff.
Kamchatka. This is The Overnightscape, online at theovernightscape.com. I am your host, Frank Edward Nora, for today, Monday, August 8th, 2005. Hello, welcome to the show. It's Monday, a brand new week here on the Overnightscape, coming at you every weekday with another great half-hour episode. So, I had a very interesting weekend. On Saturday, I went on a little journey with my friend Peter Licky down to Pennsylvania to visit my friend Brian, and I recorded a little audio field trip. And so, it was a great little audio field trip, and I also had a minor head injury over the weekend as well, so we'll talk about that. And also coming up, we have... and what I'm going to do is actually... Unlike the last audio field trip, which I have not even played yet because I recorded like 3 hours of material, this one I treated it a little bit differently, and I only recorded a little bit in little short segments. So we're going to be hearing on this later on in this show the first few minutes of the audio field trip that I had over the weekend. So that'll be pretty cool. And, of course, the Podcast Awards results are in. We'll talk about that a little bit later as well.
Podcast
But
Awards.
Now, first of all, what I want to talk about today... I have been using the same headphones, recording the Overnightscape since...
You know, I'm going to drop this off here and I'm going to stop and upload this and see what we got. It's like 11:30, so I got to get to bed. It's Sunday night and I'm going to have a hard time getting to sleep. So, see you next time on Audio On Demand.